This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Have you ever done something so dumb that you just have to share it with everybody?
You could have just stopped with it and done something so dumb. Yes, I have.
I recently had to get a new phone case because I am allergic to the plastic around the iPhone. So my daughter said, oh my gosh, mom, get one of those leather phone cases. It kind of looks like a wallet. And sure enough, my allergy has cleared right up, Scott. My pinky is no longer itching. It's no longer scaling. You know, it's good. And there's a little wallet on the left side. It opens like a little book. Mm-hmm. And there's a little wallet on the left side that holds three or four, driver's license, credit cards, whatever.
Oh, the old phone case wallet. Yep. I love those.
Yep. Love it. So I had the bright idea that I should put something in the wallet because now if I lose my phone, you leave it laying on a restaurant table somewhere, I'm not only losing my phone, I'm losing everything that normally would be in, like, my purse. I'm losing all of it and is now in this wallet, everything.
Okay.
So I thought I should put, you know, like a business card in there, which I did. And you want to tell people the problem with this entire thought process, Scott? Yeah, Sam. Sam already knows. What did I write on that a week ago? What did I write?
Well, you wrote, if found, please call, and then you circled the number on the bottom.
Yeah, and why is that problematic?
Don't read the number.
Hang on. Let me look at what her current phone number
is. It's that one.
But if they found it, they would have her phone.
Oh.
So last night,
duh.
I'm looking at that because we were traveling, and I go, oh, my God, I am so dumb. When I got this wallet, I put a business card in it and thought, you know, this is smart. I even circled, Sam, look, I circled the phone number.
In case they were confused.
If found, please call. Well, they're going to call and that phone's going to ring that they've got in their hand.
No, it won't.
Hello?
Have you ever tried calling your own phone?
Are you there? So, long story short, I need now another business card, and then I need to put, like, your phone number on it, or my son's, or my purse, like, somebody else's number, because they're going to have my phone.
You know, that is one of the major issues with the wallet phone case.
Yep.
And what you need to do is just get a different phone case again.
No.
And go back to having a separate
and
wallet.
Having an allergy, Sam?
Well, no, but you can get just wallet. A leather phone case that is not a wallet as well.
It's probably smart to do that, but it was very convenient whilst traveling.
I'm going
to
call myself.
Well, my guess is if someone found it, like at a restaurant, they would use their cell phone to call that number, and then the phone in their hand would ring.
I can't get over it.
I know. I actually put thought into that, Sam. I put a Sharpie to my business card, circled my phone number, and wrote, if found, please call.
Oh. Now, is there space to put like an AirTag in there?
Maybe. Because
then you could do an AirTag and use somebody else's phone to locate the AirTag.
Right. Anyway, pro tip, that is not going to work if you have a phone wallet.
Correct.
Put in someone else's phone number. And by that point, honestly, what percentage of Americans do you think are super honest and would reach out and say, I have your phone, your ID, and your two credit cards.
I most certainly would. Absolutely.
Give me a percentage.
3.
3%?
Oh, wow.
No, it's much higher than
you
that.
You think it's that low? I 5? Think it's... No.
Oh, come on. I would think it was 50%. I bet half of Americans would call.
I would like to think it's 70.
I would like to think that, but you asked for my opinion.
You guys are so nice.
If I leave it in a restaurant, like I do believe the server would pick that up and be like, oh my gosh, I'll call this number that's not going to work because the phone's in here. If I left it on the casino floor, it's gone.
We've had a number of people at my Sunday activity say, hey, I left my phone in the bathroom. And if we haven't already had it turned into us by the time they say that,
it's gone.
We basically just say, sorry.
That makes me sad.
You'll never see it again.
Well, that's too bad.
People are not.
I would call.
As a collective.
Even, great. You know, if I found your phone, of course I would call you.
But we know the numbers right there inside of it.
It would call in your hand. It would ring.
Well, I would email the email address that's underneath your phone number and say, hey, moron.
Hey, ding-a-ling.
I tried to call the number, but the phone rang in my hand. And I have your phone. Reach out to me and we can meet up somewhere and, you know, pretend like we're doing a Facebook deal or something. And
good times.
Yeah, good times. The family of one of the 67 people killed last month when a military helicopter crashed into a passenger jet just outside of Washington, D.C., has filed a $250 million lawsuit against the U.S. government today. The claims were filed against the FAA and the U.S. Army, which was operating the Black Hawk helicopter, by the family of Casey Crafton. Crafton was 40 years old of Salem, Connecticut. He worked for an aviation consulting firm and was returning home from a work trip on the American Airlines plane from Wichita, Kansas. He leaves behind a wife of 16 years and 3 sons. First lawsuit filed so far. They want $250 million. News with Dan Weinbaum comes your way in 2 minutes here on KMBZ.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.